februari 2015 så flyger jag till Berlin till ett väldigt märkligt neonfärgat hotell för att träffa Imagine Dragons. De hade precis just släppt sitt andra album som heter Smoke and Mirrors. Och samma dag som jag träffar dem, som är en fredag eftermiddag, så hade vi klart att albumet ligger på plats nummer 1 både i USA och i England. Så inte så dåligt. Jag sätter mig framför hela kvartetten. Hela bandet är på plats. Där är sångaren Dan Reynolds. Där är gitarristen Wayne Sermon. Där är bassisten Ben McKee, som är en väldigt rolig kille. Och sen trummisen Daniel Platzman.
How are you guys?
Great.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Make sure.
We're not okay.
Sounds rolling.
Now you can be honest for a few
seconds.
Total
läuft.
Total rolling.
Great.
Congratulations. If I didn't understand, if I understood correctly, you have a number one on the Billboard album chart. Yes.
Thank you.
How does that feel?
Like a mistake.
From
like
who?
A clerical error. Yeah.
Someone counted wrong.
But hey, we'll take it.
Or our parents just bought a lot of albums.
Yeah. Oh, really?
My parents bought a lot of albums.
They bought like 200,000 albums
exactly,
or something like that.
I don't think my parents know the album is out yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's probably more true.
Do they ever come to shows?
Yeah, sometimes.
If they're close, right?
Yeah, if we're real close.
So they're really comfortable, then you have to have somebody to pick them up and stuff like that?
Yeah, and they usually leave early. But, you know, they're supportive in other ways.
Okay. Have they always been supportive? Or because some parents or some friends or relatives might be, when you're not a big band, when you're not on the top of the charts, they might be like, oh, are you really into this music? Shouldn't you like get a proper job? Yeah. And stuff,
you know,
like
my
that.
My dad would actually tell me about the bands that I was in making bad music when I was younger, like playing the obnoxious jazz stuff that I used to play. He'd come to us and be like, yeah, I don't like it. Then he'd kind of go. But when we started playing in Imagine Dragons, he came down with some friends. They were passing through Las Vegas. They came out to see a show. And after the show, he pulled me aside and said, Ben, even if you weren't in that band, I would have gone and seen it. And that was when I knew that we were making some solid music.
That's okay.
That means a lot from his dad. He's a cranky dude.
He's not gonna sugarcoat anything.
There it is.
So did you then know that you're doing something right when he got his approval?
Yes, that was the first sign.
Yes,
it was the first sign.
That's when we all felt.
Only took 25 years.
Yeah, something like that.
It's not bad.
And it's been good. I mean, things really probably changed for you guys in your lives changed after the first albums and the first singles.
Yeah. Things changed, but we didn't really have a very good perspective on how our lives were changing at all. In fact, I'd say we had the worst perspective on it, because for us, we actually had some sense of normalcy and consistency in our life. We were playing shows, we were on the road. You know, for us, we're playing the same show, we're working at it, trying to perfect it, get it, you know, from here to here, you know, what can we do to make it better night after night. But for our friends and family, they were the ones really seeing how everything was changing. You know, we were pretty much in the eye of the hurricane.
Is there anything you miss with your so-called old lives?
Nope. Don't look back. No use. Just might as well just live.
Yeah, everything before this band was just awful. So,
yeah. Miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Friends are overrated.
We try to live in the moment.
Yes.
Friends are overrated.
Overrated.
That's a good quote. When you start working on the new album, Was there anything that you were all sure of that you don't want to do?
We didn't want to have an angle or go at it with something in mind. Replicate the first album, make a conceptual album, make this. We just put that all. We didn't want any, you know, angle. We just created, and that was our only angle, was to just create freely.
How do you keep yourselves calm? Because after the first album, things really started happening to you guys, and everyone wants the piece of you. You know, everyone wants you to perform anywhere. There are businessmen and label and managers and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, how do you keep yourself calm so that you can create the thing you really want to do?
You know, a nice glass of cough syrup after dinner, you know, really takes the edge off.
We're generally calm people.
Yeah, luckily the music making process is pretty therapeutic for all of us. I think like in our spare time, we're just big music nerds. So like when we're not playing music, we're just on our computers making music, making more music, like diving deeper in. So that process is like what we do just to feel productive human beings. So, I mean, we started the process of all the writing and stuff while we were on the road. I mean, by the time we got into a studio to do everything, we had the demos in place, and really the the phase of the album where nervousness would have kicked in and ruined everything was luckily already passed before we realized what we had done.
And the cops are.
Vi talar mycket om basisten Ben McKees farsa, och han har tydligen alltid varit brutalt ärlig om sin sons musik då bland annat. Och Ben hade haft andra band före Imagine Dragons, så farsan hade alltid bara rakt sagt ut att nej, jag tycker inte om det här. Det här är ganska dåligt. Men sen blev han medlem i Imagine Dragons och det där länge sen. Och då sa farsan för första gången att han skulle ha sett dem live även om hans son inte skulle ha varit med i bandet. Och då visste Ben och de andra i bandet att nu hade de något bra på gång. Albumet Smoke and Mirrors hade just släppts, och då kommenterade bland annat att de ville nu framförallt inte göra något som var alltför utstuderat och framförallt inte något temaalbum.
What kind of music listeners are you like in this these times? Are you playlist guys, vinyl guys, CD guys?
I definitely have an offline Spotify like playlist ready to go because we jump on planes so much. You got to be able to just jump into that.
I really prefer to listen to the radio whenever I can. Whenever I'm not, you know, isolated on a plane. When I am on a plane traveling, I just listen to the Beatles, all of the Beatles music on a loop, starting from the beginning to the end, over and over again.
Okay. How about you guys?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Very, very
old, new. I'm always just listening to everything.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of like classic rock.
But what kind of format is it? Do you listen
I usually listen stream digitally on Spotify, iTunes.
Yeah, Ben doesn't like the whole free will aspect of it. Ben doesn't like. He doesn't like to choose what song he's going to listen to.
Too much pressure.
The universe to choose for him.
None of us are like the guy who's like, I only listen on vinyl.
Yeah.
It's just like,
but if I have vinyl, I'll listen to it.
Yeah,
it's great.
We're not opposed to vinyl, but none of us are like the vinyl snob dude who's like, only vinyl. I need it to be.
No, we're
vinyl.
More like, let's play it on vinyl and then let's immediately play it digitally back to back so we can examine the differences.
Have you listened to your own music on vinyl?
No.
Actually, I certainly have.
I've heard Night Visions on vinyl. I haven't heard Smoke and Mirrors on vinyl yet.
I approved Smoke and Mirrors on vinyl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I haven't. I guess I'm the only one.
Max sent it to me.
Yeah.
Like an actual vinyl?
Yeah, it's on. We got really
not
nice.
Like a digital recording of vinyl, right?
No, of course. That's what all vinyl is now.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like we got the nice thick vinyl. We spent on the nice vinyl.
Nice.
Yeah. I can't wait. Listening to Night Visions on vinyl was really cool. It's a cool experience.
For what moment or moments do you think Smoke and Mirrors suits best? Is it like a car album or alone at home album or party album?
You know, Smoke and Mirrors, there's so much diversity to the album. It's hard to pick one event that you would, you know, want to listen to this album for. There are moments that are, you know, really energizing and empowering. There are moments that are really kind of deep and you know, introspective, and there's moments that are just kind of rocking and just really energetic and fun. You can find an appropriate song for any occasion, I think, on Smoke and Mirrors.
Mm. Yeah, you got your trunk rattlers and you got your like get into bed with your headphones tracks.
Trunk rattlers.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term.
Me neither.
Oh yeah,
it's a new thing, new phrase for
from the south. From the south.
Yeah, you get
it. Like subwoofers.
You're back.
So how about if you could recommend from the new album one track for the Finnish state of mind? You played in Finland at the Ilosaari Rock Festival.
Yeah, yes. You got to jump in the lake afterwards.
Yeah, during the summer, the sun never goes down. For 2 months, the sun never goes down. I guess you also experienced that because it was mid-July.
It's like 18-hour days, yeah.
And this time of the year, and January and December, the sun hardly ever goes up. It's just dark and it's cold. Ooh. And the suicide rate just, you know, bounce up.
Wow.
Like, if we consider February and your new album, which track
Dream
would you recommend?
Yeah.
Listen to Dream.
Okay.
Yeah, I find like sometimes listening to the song that's the saddest one on the album actually makes, like, it does the opposite. It makes you feel better.
Although I worry that could be, like, something that just tips somebody over that precipice.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I feel like when I listen to sad songs, it, like, actually makes me feel better usually.
Depends who you are.
Yeah.
Mm. Some people, you know, when you're in sadness, want to listen to something melancholy. Some people, when they're sad, they need to listen to something like Summer on the album to make themselves feel better. So it's something for everybody.
At which state of mind are you at your most creative? If you're really happy or
sleepy,
I think
at our sleepiest,
honestly, at our most depressed.
Yeah, probably
our
depressed.
Most creative.
Really?
Yeah, like struggle breeds creativity.
Because then I'll turn to the music therapy more. I'll be like, I have to work on this demo because I'm so upset.
Yeah.
But is it like on the way down or on the way up?
Just at the lowest.
Oh, really?
There's no movement. There's no movement either way. It's just like rock bottom. All right, and there's nowhere to go from here. I'm not moving any directions of create.
How do you solve if you, when you're writing a new song, for instance, and if you get into some sort of argument, not necessarily a big heavy fight, but still like you don't just agree with something. How do you solve this?
Vote. Move on.
Yeah, we just vote. That's it. It's just plain and simple. We vote, and if it goes to 2-2, then we keep talking until it goes to 3-1.
When it's 3-1, that one person, he's probably like, oh, fine.
We've all been that one person at different times. We've all gotten really good at just kind of moving on and
just let go.
Everyone like has the group's best interest in mind. So it's like you're all on the same team, even if you're disagreeing about what's the best thing to do in that moment. And there's a lot of trust there. So you just gotta, if you're that one person, you just gotta be like, wow, I must be wrong.
Yeah.
And in the end, is it after somebody has disagreed on something and then he's been outvoted, but then you decided to move on with the decision that three of you guys had.
Right.
Has this one person always up till this point been like, okay, that was the right decision, I was wrong? Or is there
it's like we're not keeping score. Yeah, I don't even remember.
There's never a time, I can never think of a time when someone was like, told you so, we shouldn't have done it, and okay, I voted against it, and now look.
The other thing is like musically, like before there's a vote, we'll do it. We'll just do all of them. It's like if there's three different things we're thinking about
we'll do
all three of them, and then it's like, well, which sounded best?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Then we vote.
When it comes to the new album, is there anything like any small details like now when you listen to it that you're still like, I want to remove that. I want to add this.
Always.
Like any small details.
You gotta like turn that part of your brain off.
Oh, yeah,
like,
we would just kept going.
Yeah, you could make an album forever. You could really work on one album forever, and trying to make it the perfect album. Yeah.
At a certain point, you just gotta like take it away
from
yourself.
We put a date that we were like, by this day, we're done. If we wouldn't have done that, we would have just kept going.
We'd still be in the studio right now.
Yeah. So it's a date limit that you have.
Yeah,
we self-imposed.
Yeah.
We were like, we decided it. Really, like, it shouldn't take any longer than this.
Yeah,
I was just wondering, like, how do you know that, okay, now it's done? That's
yeah, we just forced it.
When the things we were, like, trying to figure, like, as you complete the album, you're focusing on, like, more and more little tiny details. And when you're at the point that you're focusing on, like, the dB of one piece of percussion in one, like, moment, and that's like changing everything for you, you know you're pretty close to being done.
Yeah.
Då jag träffar Imagine Dragons i Berlin 2015 så har de endast en gång spelat i Finland. Efter det så har det blivit många spelningar. Och då, när jag träffar dem så har de bara spelat på Ilosari Rock 2013. Men de kom ihåg giget väldigt bra. Och framförallt för att direkt efter att de hoppade från scenen och de var svettiga så kunde de hoppa i kön och simma. Och det här är ju ganska exotiskt för de här Las Vegas-pojkarna. Vi talar också en del om att vara kreativ. Och de flesta i bandet tycker att depression och att vara nere, det är det bästa stadiet av kreativitet. Det brukar föda bra idéer till låtar. Man kan förvandla sorgen till konst. Och om det blir meningsskiljaktigheter i bandet så diskuterar de så långt, om det liksom är 2-2, så diskuterar de tills de har ett 3-1-scenario och då vinner majoriteten helt enkelt. Den som är ensam, den får helt enkelt se sig. Men det har inte blivit så att det har blivit att gräva någon sådär. Att oftast har de vetat, att de litar så mycket på varandra att de har vetat sen. Den där ena som blivit ensam med sin åsikt så har vetat att okej, det här är det rätta beslutet för bandet. Imagine Dragons, de skulle då aldrig säkert få ut något album om de inte skulle lägga en deadline. Om de bara skulle hålla på och lite skriva och lite spela in, så skulle det inte bli till något. De måste ha en deadline att för det datumet ska det vara färdigt, annars så får de inte något gjort helt enkelt. Avslutningsvis så ska vi ännu tala lite om Nalle Puh.
Who is who in the band? And I don't mean who's playing what instrument,
sure,
that people know that, but like what kind of characters are the four of you? Like who's the father figure, who's the one who's always late, and you know, stuff like this.
Me and Dan are probably late the most, I would say. These two are pretty punctual, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. But Ben gets in the most trouble.
Oh,
yeah. I have gotten in the most
trouble. Ben gets in the most trouble. Platzman is the most positive. He's always got a good positive attitude.
Ben's the most matronly.
You're kind of like
Ben's most motherly.
Ben,
I'm like the mom that's constantly out there breaking the law.
Yes,
that's a cool mom.
The nurturer.
Oh,
and
cool. We were saying the other day. We were saying if we all had to be characters in Winnie the Pooh, Ben would be Tigger, Wayne would be Eeyore, Platzman would probably
be Piglet.
Piglet? Yeah, probably Piglet. I don't really know who I'd be.
Character that has not been written yet for that show.
Yeah. But who's left there?
You could be Christopher Robin.
Or Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Or the owl.
You don't like honey nearly.
Now we're just Kanga. What about Kanga?
Left. I think we're just placing that because that's all that's left.
No, I think you're kind of like a kangaroo. Really? You have that pouch.
Pouch.
I'm just going to ignore how big of an insult being Eeyore is, by the way. So I'm just going to slide. I'm going to let that one slide right by.
See, that works perfectly. You're like, okay.
I guess I'll just go with being called Eeyore.
Assholes.
Do you think...
Does Eeyore say you're an asshole?
No.
Eeyore sometimes.
He's been holding that in for a long time.
How many times Eeyore is going to just go...
Yeah. And there's going to be one movie that he will just, you know, go...
It should be like the new Winnie the Pooh, like Eeyore loses it.
Eeyore's revenge.
Yeah. Do you think that the final track on Smoke and Mirror leaves a door open for forthcoming albums and songs from you guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think we don't know when or anything like that, but we can't help but create music. We're already thinking about writing, whether it's for a third album or not. Like, we're already like making demos, and it's already started. So
yeah, we purposely picked The Fall to be the final song because we did feel like it really is a song that goes through a lot of different emotions and thoughts, and then it ends kind of in a way that kind of just floats off. And
it's like you write the word "the end" and then you put a big old question mark after it.
That's right. Do you ever see your songs or albums like visually also?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Visuals are huge to us. That's why we handpicked this artist that we wanted to work with to have art for every song. And then we're bringing that into the live show. And we really, before we even started the album, were sending visuals to each other that we felt represented what Smoke and Mirrors was to us.
In what kind of visual world do you think that the new album is? Like, if you would think of it as a dream or a movie or...
I think it's Tim Cantor's world.
It's surreal, surrealism, magical realism.
For the first time we saw the deluxe in our hands, the deluxe version of the album, which has each of Tim Cantor's paintings.
For each song.
I feel like really it's his world that is kind of united with the music. They're one.
He really visually shows it. Yeah, that's why we picked him. It's like this beautiful artwork that also kind of has a dark touch to it. And it's also a little off, like hands will be longer than kind of what it's all surrealism, and it just seems a little extravagant, but also very
like it mostly like, makes sense except for like one or two.
It's like if Salvador Dali was a Dutch master.
Oh, good. What?
He was one of the Dutch masters.
Okay.
It's an interesting way to see it.
That's really interesting.
Ben Eck? Is that the biggest?
I can't remember.
Finally, when are you coming to Finland? It's not up to you, I guess, but, you know, when are you coming to swim in the lake?
Yeah, we definitely got to jump naked into the lake.
Yeah, we got to be invited to come back to the festival.
No, I mean, we had a great time. We're definitely going to come back to Finland.
We've been making plans with our manager to be able to do that whole part of the world, and Finland is definitely top on our list. We're going to get there. So our Finnish fans can know that we will be there very soon.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Sorry.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
We're done here, right?
So yeah, we're done here. Off. Yeah, you can take those off.